You're listening to a music podcast brought to you by St. Benedict's Table, a congregation of the Anglican Church of Canada located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm your host, Jamie Howison. It's been a little while since we last produced one of these music podcasts. I mean, it's summertime, and during the summer months, we often go back to simply doing the Monday sermon podcast and leave it at that. But every once in a while, something crops up that we really need to pursue. This is one of those weeks. This past Sunday in our liturgy, we read from the first chapter of Paul's letter to the Colossians, which includes a kind of a poem. Verses 15 through 20 begins, "Christ is the image of the unseen God, the firstborn of all creation." And in it, Paul positively rhapsodizes about the role of Christ in the redemption of the world. Well, this is a piece of scripture that Alana Lewandowski picked up on a few years back. And she decided that it needed to be shaped into a new form in a song called The Christ Hymn from her 2015 album, Behold, I Make All Things New. For this particular version, she decided she wanted to work with some of the great writing poets of the Christian world right now. So she approached Malcolm Guite, Scott Cairns, Joel McCarroll, and Lucy Shaw, all of whom readily agreed. Her contribution to the song is the bed on which the poems all sit, and then this repeated line, "In whom all things hold together," drawn directly from the Colossians passage. And to Malcolm, she gave the line, "He is the image of the unseen God, the firstborn of all creation." To Scott, "He is the firstborn from the dead." To Joel, "God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him." And to Lucy, "Every creature in heaven and earth." And then the four poets were set free to respond, and they did, each quite uniquely. And so the poems are quite different one from another, yet somehow it all holds together. Malcolm reads his own poem. Scott Cairns' poem is read aloud by me. Joel McCarroll reads his own, and Lucy Shaw's is read by Helen Kennedy. Take some time, listen, savor, appreciate, and then we'll have a little talk at the end of the podcast. This is the Christ Hymn.
Everything holds together, everything. From stars that pierce the dark like living sparks, to secret seeds that open every spring, from spanning galaxies to spinning quarks, everything holds together and coheres, unfolding from the center whence it came. And now, that hidden heart of things appears. The firstborn of creation takes a name. And shall I see the one through whom I am? Shall I behold the one for whom I'm made? The light in light, the flame within the flame, icon to Theo, image of my God. He comes, a little child, to bless my sight, that I might come to him for life and light.
And when we had invented death, had severed every soul from life, we made of these our bodies sepulchres. And as we wandered, dying dim, among the dying multitudes, he acquiesced to be interred in us. And when he had descended thus into our persons and the grave, he broke the limits, opening the grip. He shaped of every sepulchre a womb.
Ever seen God on the ground? Palms pressed the floor, sweat dripping on the dirt, the cut and stretch of being human, a sacred shelter of presence, the fullness of He, creator of kingdoms and galaxies, of principalities, and every moment crafted through time, the divine placed wholly in human flesh, the infinite squashed down into finite, like fitting 10,000 angels on the top of a pin, like the entire ocean is poured into a pool, like the wine is running over, like it's bursting at the seams, the Christ, He was bursting at the seams.
Together, in whom all things hold together.
Anticipating long stretches of nothingness, we plunge south into California on I-5. Prepared to be bored, uninterested in the view, and a bit worried that we too may commit monotony. But then over us, clouds contribute their lenticular magnitude to the two-dimensional. Carved by winds into streamlined eagles, or spacecraft, or B-52s. I take sky photos through the windshield, admitting that in spite of anonymity, there is never nothing. Required to obey gravity, we occupy open space with substance. All of us on the skin of the planet, created to lift against the Earth's pull, yet sustained entirely. We live out our singularity along with olive and almond trees, oleanders, tarmac, huge trucks, until size becomes irrelevant. Smoke blue coastal range, stem of dry grass, brittle eucalyptus leaf, pebble, ground into the ground, each bear's love's print, is held particular within the universe. Even the small, soft moth on the window of the rest area's dingy washroom, unaware of our scrutiny, its russet wings traced with intricacies of grey, owns an intrinsic excellence.
Together,
hallelujah.
Well, thanks to Alana for giving us permission to share this song in this way. If you would like to purchase a copy, you can go to her website. That's linked in the show notes, where you'll find the way to purchase a digital copy of this album, about which Alana says, "I operate in the gift economy, so all digital products on my store are pay what you can, offered as a gift. If you can track down an actual hard copy of the CD, and maybe contacting Alana through her website would do the trick, it's a beautiful package, and for people like me who really appreciate lovely packaging for our music and want to pull a CD or an album out of its case and put it on and look at the cover and read the notes, well, this one can't be beat. Give it a try anyway. Also in the show notes, you'll find a link going back to the lyrics for songs from the album, and that includes all of the poems by these great poets in the Christ hymn. Take a look, and then maybe listen again. If you're really intrigued by this and want to lend a little support as we keep doing these podcasts, you can go to the homepage on our website, stbenedictstable.ca, also linked in the show notes, where you'll find a donate button. But as I always say, don't feel under any obligation. We do this for the joy of it. And if there's a little help along the way, well, that's okay too. I'm your host, Jamie Howison. Thanks for listening.